Hello, we're in a lesson in the topic from helplessness to crying out to the Creator. You can ask questions on Cub TV, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. The lesson's topic is from helplessness to crying out to the Creator.
In order to reach the cry to the Creator, there are a few exercises. First, there has to be some consensus that we have connection with the upper force, that we're in his field of influence. Otherwise, we're like children who are in a room and they don't feel that their mother is guarding them, and then they play home alone and go wild. So, first, the group always have to give the feeling that we are in the field of the Creator's influence, that we are always in it. And there's none else besides him, and he fills up the entire world. So this needs to be a feeling, and we don't feel it. That's the matter of concealment. But the friends, the group, can give me some attitude to it. If I look at them, even though I have no feeling nor attitude towards the Creator, and I don't even remember it. I don't feel that he influences me, that I depend on him, that he sustains me every moment and guides me and navigates me. So, even if I'm not in that, the group can awaken this feeling in me. Even though I had nothing from it. So that's first. We have to better and better show, so the friend will understand that I have an account with the Creator. That's the main thing. All the rest are means. And that already takes us to dependence. Even in Lo Lishma, sure, we want to be better off. And later, the emphasis is on we being better off, because one cannot awaken the Creator, only a ten. And the more the tens work that way, there's a greater chance, there's a greater intensity that we awaken in practice, and we feel him closer to us. As it says, you shall have no foreign God. And it's a matter of feeling, it's a development of the senses. And so on. There are many details here. Our entire life, our spiritual development is inside it. Let's see what our teachers write.
Part number one from Rabash 1, Lishma and Lo Lishma. A person who wishes to walk on the path of bestowal, he must understand that from above he is given a special treatment, that he was lowered from the previous state, so he would begin to really contemplate the goal, meaning what is required of man and what man wants from the Creator to give him. But when he is in a state of ascent, when he has desire for Torah and Mitzvot, he has no need to worry about spirituality. Instead, he sees that he will stay this way his whole life because he is happy this way. It therefore follows that the descent he has received is for his own good, meaning that he is receiving special treatment, that he was lowered from his state where he thought that he had some wholeness. This is apparent in his agreeing to remain in the current state his whole life. But now that he sees that he is far from spirituality, he begins to think, what is really required of me? What should I do? What is the purpose I should achieve? He sees that he has no power to work, and he finds himself in a state of between heaven and earth. The man's only strengthening is that only the Creator can help, but by himself he is doomed. It was said about this, yet those who hope for the Lord will gain new strength. Meaning those people who hope for the Creator, this means that they see that there's no one else in the world who can help them regain strength each time.
How do we build this sort of safety belt, that the moment I feel a disconnect from the 10, I immediately, or as fast as possible, realize it's coming from above. There's no other renewal. Only from above. How do we determine that so that no one escapes the connection that we're building with none else besides Him? The changes, and especially changes that seem bad, disconnect, bad mood, some little problems that are about to disconnect us from the path, they all have one goal. Like everything else in this world, that we grow stronger in holding on to the Creator. How do we strengthen this view in the group and really fight for it, for this safety net between everyone and the Creator? How can one help his friend here?
To be for them and to pray for them.
Rav, when I feel disconnected, far, I have to feel that this first advances me. It advances me towards the goal. Meaning that there has to be an atmosphere in the group that any evil is a revelation of something that was already there. Like Baal Shem writes, it comes out of the hiding, and he's happy about it because it was buried and hidden, and now it emerges in order to be corrected. So, how do we establish such a feeling, such a rumor that we are waiting for the evil to be revealed? We have the weapon against it in our hands. We're happy that it appears. What kind of weapon do we prepare against it? Please. in the times we're together.
Rav, how can we, let's say for today, throughout the day, build in our 10, our random 10, till tomorrow? So every time I'm going to need to build, what are we building for today in order to hold all of our friends, the friends of the 10, in a state that they'll be ready for if a trouble is revealed, a problem, a shattering, actually, partial, and that relationships between us all together, and to relate to it correctly, to the revelation of that shattering. What are we preparing for ourselves right now, practically, for out throughout this day for this 10? Please. Rav, as much as a random 10 obligates me to build the security belt every day, from new.
So that it holds you like a float.
Rav, when I discover descent, how do I? I don't want to blur it out to erase it. I want to go with it. I want to continue with it, but forward. What's the difference between the approach of the descent lowering me, or I don't pay attention to it, or I take it and advance with it. I go ahead with it. Make it tangible. The three kinds of work with the descent. With revealing the evil. Love, how does life teach me, first of all, to hold on to society? Because without them, I forget about all of this. Or some blow comes, and I can't ascribe it to upper guidance, but to the cases in life. Or I don't know how to work with it correctly. How do all these evil revelations teach me how to solve everything in society and through society to the Creator? And if I still don't know this, it seems that it's worth paying attention to it and hurrying up to learn. That the first stage is that I receive everything through society and activate everything through society. That's the first action, the first correct action. Please, how do I learn this? That everything I receive, even if I don't recognize it, I get it through society, and everything I need to do, I have to activate myself through society. Please. And you gradually start thinking, Rav, how can we, over thousands and thousands of different disturbances, completely different from one another, how can we give them all one answer? More connection in the 10. How do we not forget upon thousands of disturbances that are revealed to give them all one answer in our connection in the 10? How do we not forget about it? How are we aware of this? How do we see that all the disturbances come only from one reason? That lack of connection is revealed. Even though the way they appear, these disturbances are very different. Please. Revealed.
Rav, how do we explain to ourselves that with the correct response from us, we discover that we're already at the final correction in Ein Sof? How do we explain to ourselves that with the correct response from us to all kinds of disturbances and obstacles, that we are in Ein Sof?
Again.
Excerpt number 2 from Rabash. This is from What Is the Righteous Become Apparent Through the Wicked in the Work. In order for a person to progress on the path of the Creator, to be rewarded with all his work being for the sake of the Creator, and now he feels that he's in a state of ascent, what more should he do? For this reason, the Creator leads his world with wicked. That is, at that time, the Creator gives him thoughts of wicked, that it's not worthwhile to work for him, but only for himself. By this, he suffers a descent, and thinks that the descent he has received is not because it was given to him so he would advance in the path of the Creator to be rewarded with knowledge of Kedusha. Rather, he thinks that he regressed because he cannot work in the manner of individuals, but needs to work like the general public. And since he has departed from the general public, he is left empty-handed from here and from here, since he cannot return to the general public. For this reason, in that state, the person stands between heaven and earth and feels that his situation is worse than the rest of the people. At that time, he can ask the Creator with all his heart and pray, as it is written, "Pardon me, O Lord, for I am wretched. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are dismayed. And you, O Lord, how long?" That is, how long will I stay in a situation where I feel that my condition is worse than any other person, that I have no grip on spirituality? For this reason, he has no other choice but to believe what is written, "For you hear the prayer of every mouth." Bala Sulam explained that a person must believe that the Creator hears the prayer of every mouth, meaning even the worst mouth in the world, of which there cannot be lowlier and worse in the world. Still, the Creator hears him. As our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided.
So first of all, how do we hold on to this atmosphere that everything that's revealed is first of all that it comes from the Creator in order for us to grab onto Him even more. Just as the adult scares the baby so he won't run away from him. How do we build such an atmosphere in the group? In practice, now I'm going out into the air of this world after the lesson. How can I be in such an atmosphere that everything that happens comes from the Creator? The negative things are coming for me to even hold on to the group even stronger to Him, and in every moment advance. I don't know, let things fall on me, problems, revelations of evil, and every moment I'll just strengthen myself into the group and the Creator and be happy of this about this process. Otherwise, we're just asking to let everything be convenient and comfortable, just so that nothing shows up. How can we be in such an atmosphere of a war? To want to be in this, please.
Mature children who help each other.
Rav, how do I stabilize my current state that on one hand I'm between heaven and earth, on the other hand I receive such a security belt force from the environment that for me it's the best state, the most desired state, that then I advance the quickest way to Gmar Tikkun. So to be between heaven and earth all the time, and along with that, to get confidence from society and through it from the Creator, that this is the best state. That's the conditions that are helping me advance the quickest. Please. Seriousness.
Rav, we are in constant contact with the Creator, but meaning mutual connection. We work on Him, He works on us, and so the wheel keeps spinning, the whole of reality, the whole of humanity. Everyone eventually goes to a more advanced state. How do we attain above this constant connection, a special connection where we influence the Creator and He influences us, and we feel and carry out this reciprocity? What's missing in our response to the Creator so that we bestow to Him in a way that He'll have to answer us? Of course, just yelling just like that doesn't help. Please.
There is no more than that.
Rav, conclusion. How today, unlike yesterday, we go out to the world for the day. As a result of what we now discussed. What are we changing today as opposed to yesterday as a result of the lesson?
קודם יענה על החלק.
אנחנו עוברים לתלמוד עשר ספירות, חלק וף.
We're moving to tests.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.